Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Researchers race to save rare Hawaiian bird. Researchers are trying to capture one of the rarest birds on Earth in a long-shot bid to pair it with a mate that could save the Hawaiian honeycreeper, or po'o'uli, from extinction. Just three po'o'uli, a tiny black-masked forest bird, are known to remain in the wild, but the male and two females live in separate areas within the 1,000-acre tract of the Hanawi Natural Area Reserve, a rainy, remote area on East Maui. The goal is to move a female into the male's territories in hopes the two will mate. James Birch, a research associate with the Maui Forest Bird Recovery Project, said, "It is the first time state and federal wildlife managers have approved such an extraordinary effort in an attempt to prevent the loss of a unique species of Hawaiian bird. Half of Hawaii's 140 known native bird species and subspecies are already extinct. Of the 70 that remain, half are endangered or have not been seen or heard in so long they are believed to be gone." When a University of Hawaii expedition discovered the pa'uli in 1973, the population was estimated at 200, but by 1990, the numbers were down to 6 and then dwindled to just 3 by 1997. The last known breeding was in 1996. Like other Hawaiian forest birds, the pa'uli have suffered dramatic declines because of habitat loss, new diseases, and attacks by rats and wild cats. The po'o'uli are the only Hawaiian birds known to feed on tiny tree snails, which are also endangered. The small, stocky brown bird with a distinctive black bandit's mask also eats insects, spiders, and fruit. The first step in the po'o'uli project is capturing the male and outfitting him with a radio transmitter, Birch said. But the bird has so far eluded the net strung for his capture. "He's there, we've seen him," Birch said. "But he's been caught before and may well be why we are having trouble. He could be net shy." The 12-member research crew is now on its third 10-day trek into the rugged rainforest terrain on the slopes of Mount Haleakala, and Birch said the expeditions will continue until the male is caught. Once the bird's transmitter is in place so its movements can be tracked, the nearest female will be captured, outfitted with her own transmitter, and moved into his territory. With the breeding season now beginning, researchers are racing to complete the moves. But even if the birds are brought together, there's no guarantee the two will mate, Birch said. The female could immediately return to her own territory or rebuff breeding attempts by the male. If the first female doesn't mate with the male, then they will attempt to catch the other female who lives in an area that is more difficult to reach. Root said that the researchers are unsure whether the birds are fertile, but they appear young enough to reproduce. Even successful breeding would not mean that pa'uli are safe from extinction. Project manager Jim Goombridge said that with just three individuals, it's hard to think in terms of restoring a population. But when we have a chance to save one of Hawaii's unique native species, we think this is an effort worth trying. Hawaii's native propagation program has met with mixed results. Although researchers have shown they can rear more than a dozen native bird species from eggs, the young birds are not always faring well when they return to the forest. Attempts have failed to reestablish the native crow or alala, which is down to a single pair in the wild. Of the 27 juvenile crows released since 1993, only 6 survived, and these were brought back to the state's Kaiho Center last year when wildlife managers decided their forest habitat was unsafe. To prevent a similar fate with the pa'uli, intensive restoration work is being done at Hanawi Natural Area Reserve, said Michael Buck, chief of the state's Division of Forestry and Wildlife. Fences have been built to keep out wild pigs, rats are being trapped, and invasive alien vegetation removed. Buck said the action also helped protect another 5 or 6 species of forest birds, several of them endangered, that are found in Hanawi. This story was written by Joan Conroe, and we thank the Reuters News Service.
Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on.